This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. This episode of Plans, Hope, and a Future is sponsored by Jenny Becknell.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Welcome back to Plans, Hope, and a Future. I say that, and I actually say it to us. Welcome back to Plans, Hope, and a Future.
Yes.
It has been a while, people. Yeah. Well, actually, not too bad, but it's been 2-3 weeks, something like that.
I don't know. It's been wild. Yes, we've had some interesting things going on in life and with this new Floridian life and warehouse, new business and super busy season for me. Like, I'm like the new Jen here, folks. I mean, I am working my tail off every day of the week, busting my butt, and like hard warehouse work, like lifting the boxes and all the things, and sweating, no air conditioning in Florida.
Ooh.
In a warehouse. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Oh yeah, warehouses typically. Ooh. In the warehouse part, you don't have AC.
Ooh, how warm does that get? Just curiously enough.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't have a thermometer out there. I mean, I would say it's like probably 90. It's like really hot. 80s, 90s. We have like fans. Yeah, we have fans and stuff that's helpful. But yes, it is like hard work, but it's so much fun. I'm like one of the most competitive people I know. So like no one really has to manage me. Like, I literally manage myself and I compete against myself. And so it's a really fun season because before my children, these young kiddos, I was always the breadwinner in my relationships. I was always the one making lots of money. And so staying at home and having all these little side hustles that don't amount to a lot of money, in the past years or whatever, this is kind of really cool for me. Like, I am like, I have really good giftings and qualities that like have been untouched for so long in my hard work ability and all those things. So it's exciting. It's exciting new season and trying to still do the things I was doing, like homeschool my kids from a warehouse and, got a new dog. Oh my word.
Theo.
Yes, we have a little dog named Theo. Jen's more excited than I am.
I am. Well, I'm a dog person.
Yes.
Holy cow. I'm my whole married life, I've never been without a dog. So.
Well, she will have, when she comes to visit, she will have a doggie to play with here.
Yay. Me and Theo, we're going to bond.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. The kids are trying to push these bonding moments on me. And I'm like, just let this happen naturally. It's going to happen. Just give us a minute. Give us a minute.
Right.
I'm not a dog person. I'm not an animal person. I'm a people person for sure.
That was going to be a question of mine when you were talking about how you're doing all this hard work and you're doing it with your spouse, right?
Yeah.
And you're homeschooling your kiddos and your kiddos are there too. So you kind of don't have, and this is probably okay, but in my brain, I'm thinking, when do you have time to like have you time to like, you're always with your spouse, you're always with your kiddos, like, and I know you love them, mind you. I'm not even implying that anything like that, I'm not implying that they're even a bother. I'm just saying,
it's
like,
the real, yeah.
You still need you time. And it's like, how are you doing that? How are you working that in?
I am getting some you time, which is exciting. Number one, I had cistern water in Kentucky, which was terrible because I'm such a bath girl. Now I have a giant bathtub here. Ooh. At my new house in Florida. So almost every day I get a nice bath which is
Oh,
amazing.
yeah.
And then I have a new small group already.
Oh, yeah.
I do. It's so amazing. It is a group with Hadassah Hope. It's a
Yeah.
strip club ministry
Yep, I remember
here.
you talking about that one.
Yeah. It's here in Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm part of their little Bible study small group, which is like, if you know anything about my story, it's a dream come true. Like I could cry just thinking about how cool it is that God opened that up.
Yeah.
And then I just started care team training for my new church.
Yep.
So I'm training, it's pretty serious training. It's like a 6 week training, which is cool. It will basically set us up to where we can pick different things on the care team to do. Like it could be prayer, it could be deliverance, which is wild and cool. It could be hospital visits, reaching out to first-time guests. Like there's a lot that falls under care. So we'll see at the end of 6 weeks kind of which direction that I will go. Who knows? Who even knows? Never say never to anything. But so yeah, I'm having some me time. I'm having dinner tomorrow night with a lady, the lady that runs the Hadassah Hope Ministry. So I am having some me time, but it is like there's not a lot of time in the day to do all of it. Like, I really feel like you right now, Jen. I
That's
literally
kind
do
of a that's kind of
like
an awful place to be.
well,
Yes and no, but
now
yeah.
you're in my place, Jen, and she'll talk a little bit about that. And
Yeah.
she might say that this is more of an awful place to be because, man, when you have some time on your hands, like,
Oh.
well, you're like alone with your thoughts and like you don't have, yeah. So, which one's worse?
Yeah, if that's a legitimate question, I will just say there's not a worse. It's just a different. But I will
Different
say
season. Yeah.
it's hard. If like for me, having been chronically busy for, a few years now, and it's productive. Like I loved what I did, but
Yeah.
I didn't have a whole lot of downtime. And at times it would bleed out and I would, I'd have meltdown for a couple of days and hide in my house or whatever on a weekend. But yeah, it didn't give me a whole lot of processing time. And what I, well, and I guess I should just say this for those of you who are listening, I had two part-time jobs. I went from full-time to part-time and then got another part-time job. So I was at the same amount of hours. And the second part-time job that I got, I was really focusing on it being my future. And it
Yeah.
really looked like it was going to be the place where it was going to be my future. And in fact, I felt like God spoke to me and said I was going to be greatly blessed because of them. And so I was like, okay. And then a month ago, wah, wah, I was notified I'd be laid off. And it was due to a lot of different reasons. It had nothing to do with my performance or who I was or anything like that. It's just they called it right sizing, which it's really downsizing. But okay, we'll put the positive spin on it of right sizing because it didn't feel like that at the time. So this week is my first week of having extra time, like a lot of
Yes.
extra time. So I was a but blessing thing was that I was able to increase some hours with my other part-time job. And that was good. That was quite a blessing to be able to have that. So I wasn't totally without an income. But what I did this week was I pulled out some old journals. So I'm a heavy journaler. If some of you out there might be a journaler as well. So I pulled out some journals from like, I don't know, what was it, like 2018. And was
Wow.
just reading some entries and about where I was then and how I had extra time. And I was like, I had so much joy in even journaling and how I was like, man, I really missed that. So on October 1st, I started like I end a journal and then I'll start a new journal, but usually it's not because of any period of time. It's just like I get to the end of a journal and I start a new one. But this time I made it a concerted effort to start a new journal over the fact that it was October 1. I was first day where I had all this time and I'm looking forward to all this time. And I am petrified of all of this time that I have. I'm scared to death. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm a doer. I've always been very productive, very active, involved in a lot of stuff, and now I'm not. And I don't know what to do with myself. I'm scared to death.
Yeah.
Scared to death. I don't know how to relax. Every night within the last, I don't know, 4 nights, I haven't been able to go to sleep. Last night, I think I finally fell asleep at 1 o'clock. And I missed my small group this morning because I was so exhausted because I just didn't really sleep. Because my anxiety is just like going crazy. And it's like, what do I do with my time? I'm gonna fail. I'm gonna fail at having free time. That's how it's how performance oriented I am. I'm gonna fail at having free time. And I was like, oh, what is the problem? And my husband's like, just take some time to just do self-care. Just go to the gym, go for a walk. Like, and I'm thinking, no, I need to be doing something. I need to be busy. I need to be performing. And that I know God's wrestling that away from me, prying my gripped little hands away from that, right?
Oh.
So.
Well, I will say that you've had a friend yelling at you for a few years that
Who
you
could
need
that
to
be?
slow down, Jen. You need to slow down. And then we had I don't know, a few months, maybe 6 months, I'm not sure, of message Jen and tell her to take a vacation.
Yep.
And folks, tell them, Jen, what did you do?
I took a vacation to
Woo-hoo.
the Grand Canyon and to Sedona, Arizona, and it was the best. There's
That's
something to
great.
be said for getting out of your environment to something brand new.
Yeah.
And I have to say, the landscape of Arizona is completely different than the landscape of Kentucky and Ohio. Therefore, it like how can I put this? It freed up something in my brain, or it gave something fresh to my brain, looking at this landscape that I've never experienced. Because what was so interesting is coming from the south side of the Grand Canyon, you go up an elevation. I think it's like 6,000 feet above sea level or something that the Grand Canyon is. So as you're going up, the landscape continues to change and it morphs into like these phases. And it's just really weird. Like one phase was this beautiful wheat-like grass, kind of flat.
Wow.
Then we would go up, and then all of a sudden, these big, tall cactus—I think they're called old man cactus—just like dotted the landscape, and it started becoming more rocky. And
Wow.
then you get to the next like level, if you will, and then it ceases to be cactus, big cactus. It becomes these little like—I don't even know what you call them. But they're like little pie plate sized cactus bushes. And just, it wasn't creosote, but it was like little prickly bushes. And so I said to Bill, my brain almost doesn't know how to process this landscape because it is so different. Like
Yeah.
I've never experienced this before. I've experienced tropical and, you know, just forest and hills and flatlands, but I've never experienced being at true desert or at the canyon. So even when you get to the Grand Canyon, it's like starts being dotted with all of these huge pine trees that have the best smell. I don't even know how Kentucky doesn't have pine trees that smell this good, but they don't. And it's just pine trees and forest and forest. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it opens up and there's this huge canyon and it's massive and your brain can't take it. So anyway, it was good for my mental health. For a lot of reasons to take a vacation, but also to be in a place that was unfamiliar and was visually like enticing to my brain. Like it was just something I wasn't familiar with. And I had to I focused on that. It was just so beautiful. Like, man, I thought, I was thinking the Grand Canyon is so beautiful, but even in its beauty, and I know God put beauty here to share with me and that he exists. I'm not
Right.
putting it as eloquently as the Bible does, but I'm looking at this land thinking, as beautiful as this is, it's still land marred by sin. Everything on the earth, us, the animals, nature, is marred by sin. It's just everything's been touched by it. Can you imagine what that should have looked like with no sin? Like what the colors would have been? Even more breathtaking, having not had the effects of sin on it. So I don't know. It just put me in a weird, like, not weird, but a space of just really thinking about how sin affects and how it has marred and changed everything in nature, in us, from what God really intended. And yeah, it was just different. Went on hikes and I didn't realize that the elevation would affect my breathing as much as it did. That was new. I'd go up a little hill and I'd be like, I'm really out of shape. And then I was like, oh, it's being at this high elevation. And it's not even as high as, say, like in Denver, you know, where it's even higher. But anyway, so that was my experience. It was really good. And I keep tapping my desk. I'm sorry if you guys can keep hearing me like tap my desk,
Oh,
but
dear. No.
it
She's
was good.
excited, friends. She
I
is excited.
was.
Well done to Jen. Just sending all those emails. Say, good job, Jen, for taking a vacation.
But you know, it came at a good time in that, like, me losing my job, they told me August 29th. So I knew all of the month of September, my job was ending at the end of September. And my vacation was right in the middle of that. And at the beginning of the month, I prayed and said, God, I don't know how I'm going to get to the end of this month and process the dichotomy of feeling the grief of losing this, but also knowing that God is good and He means well. I didn't know how I was going to perform well, keep my heart turned towards Him, and do all those things for a whole month. But do you know, I got to the end of the month and I was just so grateful that I finished everything with honor and integrity and didn't spew all over anybody just from my grief, but as far as at the job. Not that I haven't spewed over anybody. But
He's looking at me
yeah,
funny.
right. Well, because I might have had a moment where I spewed on Tiffany just from,
She's had some moments, friends. She's
I have.
had some moments. But it's
Well,
okay. We all have moments.
oh my
And
gosh.
I'm a self-proclaimed hot mess.
Oh, well, I'm
So
with you.
I boast it in my weakness, and even Superwoman Jen, even in all of her Swiss Army knife ways, she has a weakness or two.
Yeah, well,
Can
that
you
was
even
it.
imagine that?
Yeah, of course. I have lots of weaknesses, but
She's like,
yeah.
I gotta live with myself. We all
Yeah.
do, don't we? Like
But you know what? It's been
some
good.
people.
And I was proud of myself, even, well, not proud, but I guess I was glad that I was able to say to God, thank you for this hard thing if it's going to draw me closer to you. Even though I didn't handle everything with grace. I
Well,
didn't, well,
you
yeah,
can't
I mean,
always.
I didn't. And so, but I did say thank you. And I meant it sincerely. Like and that's hard to think, but if something hard can drive you to the face of God, to the feet of God, to seek Him out, is that a bad thing? It's not. I mean, it feels bad. It's not comfortable. It's suffocating. And I guess, you know, we've all been there. I can perform better. This sounds weird. I perform better under stress as far as stuff to do, than not having stuff to do. Because then it's like I can't perform and I'm just really left with stuff I have to look at. So, yeah.
So that's part of coping mechanism, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that, right? Like you stay busy so you don't have to feel the pain or deal with the thing or whatever it is. And when the busy's gone, you're just face to face with it and no more tool of being busy to push it down. That's hard. It's
Yeah.
hard and it's uncomfortable, but I think, you're right by just that there you are being pushed closer to God, like it, well, like it or not. Of course you like it. It just
I
hoping it
desire
wasn't
it.
this way.
Yeah.
Yes.
I desire it, but I don't like how it feels
Oh,
to
yeah.
the thing that is provoking me to have to seek God, which is really, it's a shame, isn't it, right? That we get in those spots where we are like, God doesn't get, at least for me, he hasn't been able to get my attention in other ways. And because he wants all of me, right? He wants all the good, all the bad, all of it. And I have talked to so many people about like, be sure you're seeking God in the good times. Like, take it all to him. Don't assume that you're super person. But when you get so busy, it becomes your default because you tell yourself, I don't have time. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. And there's a certain truth in it. But it's to your own destruction
Yeah. Yeah.
to not make more space. So but for me right now, I'm looking at I'm trying to work through the being terrified of all the time that I have before me.
Yeah.
That sounds so bizarre, I know, but I feel terrified that I'm gonna mess up my free time. It's like it's free time, Jen. Like you, I mean, I still have a job, mind you. I'm still at,
Whoa.
thank God for that, but I'm just not morning till night busy. Like even
Yeah.
just weird thing, planning out my week for menu to do groceries, because I never go to the grocery store without a grocery list. I admire the heck out of you people that can go to the grocery store without a list. Is that you?
Never have a list. Matter of
Oh,
fact,
wow.
oh my gosh, I never even go to the store. I just have it delivered or pick
Well,
up.
yeah, that now that would be okay, but I mean, like you don't plan out your dinners even for the week or anything. You
Nope,
don't
that's a big nope on a rope.
really see. Now for me, I plan out like, okay, so what I would have to do is I would have to take out my calendar and I would say, okay, I have this appointment or I have this thing or I have that. What am I going to eat that night? And so we would plan out our menu for the week. And so that's what we would build our list off of. I don't know. The weird organized me. I don't know how I couldn't, I, if I went to the grocery store without a list, I would buy every bag of potato chips. So many things I don't need. Like I just wouldn't have the discipline not to buy all that stuff. So
Yeah.
I just wouldn't. I'm just keeping
It's
it real.
just in my brain. Like, I just am like, I just need to grab some meat and some stuff to make sides. And like,
Well, that's a way to do it though. I mean, at least you're, while you don't have a specific meal in mind, you have the components for meals.
yeah,
Okay, so
exactly.
that's, well, that's okay. That's a different kind of organizing. I was envisioning in my head when you're telling me you don't go with a list, like just walking down the aisle. Oh, that looks good. Let's throw that in. Okay, that looks good. I'm gonna throw that in then.
And no,
But you're
I hate
not saying that.
groceries. Yeah, no, I hate the grocery stores so much that I literally have it delivered every time. I just place my grocery store order before a podcast, actually, that it'll be delivered between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Whoop,
Well,
whoop.
there you go. So, but anyway, so getting back to that whole process, boy, that was a little rabbit hole, but I loved it.
Yeah. Girl.
I'm learning so much. Facing planning out my week with my calendar and looking at it and having almost every single night open, I looked at it and I was like, good Lord, I can actually cook dinner every night if I wanted to. That felt weird. That's how crazy scheduled things would get. And I just thought, oh, this is just the norm. It's okay. I'm just gonna live this way. And God had other plans for me. So I'm just at the beginning
Yeah.
of this. I'm probably gonna be much better. Hi,
Yeah.
my name is Jen, and I'm a recovering performer. So
Amen. That'll
just thought,
preach.
I don't know where I'm gonna be at the end of this. And what's so funny is I had no forethought in being someone who performed. I just kind of fell into it because of all the stuff that I did. And after a while, it was just such a way of life. And I had such great mercy and acceptance for other people not to perform, but I just didn't have that same for me. So that gets back to that whole verse of, love your neighbor as yourself. And I've had so many people say to me, You can't truly love your neighbor unless you love yourself. And I'm like, that's not been me. I can truly love my neighbor better than I love myself. I totally reject the notion that you can't love others unless you love yourself. Because I was the living example of, I could love people all day long. I could give them space and grace and mercy all day long. Did I give myself that? So now I'm learning to extend that same amount of grace, the same amount of mercy, the same amount of acceptance with myself in this moment. Anyway, I feel like I've been on a soapbox, but hello, it's our podcast.
We'll just call this new series.
So,
New series. Jen,
recovering.
with a lot of time. Oh yeah, recovering from performance.
Yeah.
There we go.
Performance Anonymous. Apps
A
Anonymous.
lot of people
PAA.
can relate to that. I think it's, I mean, it's important. I applaud you for recognizing it and applaud you for speaking about it to not be full of pride and not to just like admit it. 'Cause again, we all have our things and our weaknesses. And I think it's important to be vulnerable and talk about those things. So well done. And I think this will be good for people to hear that because I really liked how Bear Creek broke down what worship was. And they basically, the definition of worship is focus. And so, wherever we're putting all of our focus on, we're worshiping. And so, you know, that could look like for a lot of people, the same as it was for you. And that could be their job and what they do. And so we're focusing and worshiping our job, right? Because we don't have time to focus on God, right?
Right. And what I was going to say is that it can even be a very unintentional thing. I think for me, getting in
Yes.
the space that I was, I didn't plan it that way.
Right.
I didn't actively think today I'm going to get so busy, I'm not going to seek after God. Or no, I always
Right.
have quiet time. I always schedule quiet time, but I didn't take care of me in the way that allowing God into spaces that needed time for him to step into in a deeper way.
I
And
think
very
so many
unintentional.
from, yeah, I, well, that's what I think that so many people can relate to that. Like, it's not like you mean to, like, as you know, your mom and you have 20,000 soccer games and you have to get this kid to school and this kid to baseball game. And then you have your job and all the things. And like, you don't plan for those things. It's not intentional, but it becomes your main focus, right? And which it can turn icky, you know, if you can't find the balance and all of that. And there's a season for everything. And I think, you know, this season, although challenging at the beginning, at least that Jen is stepping into, and I'm stepping into Jen, so I gotta figure out how to balance.
Yeah,
I'm
balance.
kind of doing it. Like I'm kind of doing it. It's just like, so, you know, like I'm getting involved in church and finding some time for me and friends, but it definitely is, it takes a lot more work. Like, wait, my calendar is, I don't know how Jen ever did it. So it definitely takes a lot of like being super intentional. But so we're in different seasons here.
But I at least I'm happy for you that you're working wonderful. Don't be seeking out two jobs and a small business and
No,
I have a
I mean,
list.
well, there is that. Like, I have a lot of side hustles, like photography and things like that. So it's like that could come into play too, which will
Well,
make things even trickier. But also,
trickier for
we
sure.
start a new business and we might need some of those side hustles. So we shall see. The Lord is good and he is faithful and he is providing and he'll continue to provide. So,
And you know what I'm so grateful for is the fact that you and I are not in the same place at the same time for a lot of our relationship.
I know.
Because that, like when it talks about that, like two are better than one because one can, help the other when the other falls down, whatever. So while you're now the busy one and I'm walking into a season of more open time, open space, I'm glad for that, like that shifting for us. Not that I'm glad that you're busy, mind you. Like,
Yeah.
I pray that your relief comes soon. I don't want to see you do 2 years of this. But also, like, even just in like where we are emotionally at different times, like I'm just grateful for that. Like,
Yeah.
I don't think we could stand one another. We were both in like really deep, dark, needy places, if you
Yeah.
will, or I don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I don't want to pronounce that for
Well,
sure because
no,
maybe we'd be fine,
I
but
mean, yeah, I mean, it might happen sometime, but yeah, it definitely helps, like the opposite thing is real and opposites do help one another and
yeah.
balance one another.
Balance. That's
So,
good. Yeah.
yeah. But I will say that I don't think we will ever have to have the listeners tell me to take a vacation.
Oh, well, that's probably true because you are really good at taking time off and vacation and cruises and all the things.
Yeah.
And I mean, my goodness, you're now in paradise. I mean,
I know. It literally,
goodness.
we just went to the beach this weekend and it felt like we were on vacation. Like, it's so crazy, y'all. God is so good. Move to Florida, friends. I'm just saying. Move to Florida. I mean, if you can, we'll just tell Jen. That'll be our new thing to tell Jen. Move to Florida, Jen. Move to Florida.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Be a snowbird at some point in time in my life. Who knows? No, I don't want to be a snowbird. I want to move somewhere. So, not that I'm at retirement age or anywhere close to it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, you don't need to be 105 to like live your life.
Well, I'm
So,
not even close to retirement though. So, but
well,
anyway.
I'm not either, and I moved to Florida.
But
Well,
you're
yeah.
working. Yeah. So,
Yeah.
you're not a snowbird. Snowbirds are people that are retired.
Right.
That then in the wintertime go somewhere warm and then in the summertime go back to where they live. So
I know.
I don't want to do that. But my brother-in-law lives down in Florida, I think a place called Lakeside Park. And it's there on the coast, East Coast, same as you. So wouldn't that be nice to be able to like see him, be close to him? That's
Yeah.
my husband only has two siblings that are. Well, it's his story, but anyway, he has two siblings. So,
Yeah.
but it would be nice to be close to him because we've never lived close to him. He's always been in like
Yeah.
Rockford, Illinois. Now he's in Florida. And
Florida's it, friends. Florida is it. Now we don't have time to talk about it today, but we did just experience our first hurricane.
oh, yeah,
And
we were going to talk about that. Sorry.
yeah, it's totally fine. But the most important thing is that I want to mention, and I know Jen does too, that our hearts go out to families and cities and
Yeah.
states that have suffered from this hurricane, from the hands of this hurricane. It is terrible.
It's
And the
horrible.
stories and the pictures and the videos I've seen are just heartbreaking. And our prayers just go out for you. And we're just praying that if you are lost, that you are found.
Yeah.
And that your city, your home, and your communities will recover quickly, and
Yeah.
that help will find you. In Jesus' name, let it be so. Amen.
Oh, amen. Yeah, we're definitely praying for everybody affected by that. That's just
It's
horrible,
heartbreaking.
horrible. Yeah.
Yep, heartbreaking.
Oh, well, on that very somber note, we are going to end this podcast. And if you have any prayer requests, if you have any thoughts, anything, we have a email address in our description. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
And before we end, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, Jenny Becknell, a faithful sponsor of this podcast. Thank you to her. We are just very grateful for her support and her sponsorship. And with that, we will bid you adieu. See you, friends.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2024, Parable Road, LLC.